Blog Talk Radio.
If he's a politician or not. It's not okay. But the Republicans seem to be very quiet, if you will. Stop. No. Quit. She decided that she's going to start hammering. I just got home. She's still up waiting for me, of course, and now she's got her little baby hammer, and she's hitting a macaroni with it. So, yep, that's happening. I really want to know, how is it Matt Gaetz is the only one to say no to a bill that says, hey, stop sex trafficking kids? Well, now we know why. He's the only one. Oh, because you're sex trafficking kids. Maddie, stop. Why? What are you hammering now? What is it?
Wow. Jeez.
What's yummy? You're not eating that. Are you? You're hammering the noodle until it's yummy. All right. She's not putting it in her mouth. She's just hammering this macaroni noodle that came off her art project. She's got two of them, and she's hammering it with a baby hammer. Are you done? You finished? Okay. Yep, there we go. We're going to... Okay. Well, I will be on in the morning for sure. I'm going to sleep. She's going to sleep with me. That is happening. I really want to know why stuff is okay with people. Oh, James Hampton has died at 84. Oh, wow. Rest in peace. Wow. Actor James Hampton. Why is everyone going home right now? Writer and director and actor James Hampton died Wednesday in his home at Fort Worth, Texas, from complications due to Parkinson's disease. He was 84 years old. Born in Oklahoma and raised in Texas, attending the University of North Texas, where he majored in theater arts. Get over here and bring that hammer back here. Yes, crossword puzzle works. Do that. She has a hammer. And she's been hammering a noodle this entire time I've been on the radio. No, she's doing something else. Yeah, she's. So anyway, after graduating college, he continued to study working. Mom, you're not connected to the internet anymore. Okay. Someone just kicked our own internet off our network again. So the hacking continues. Anyway, continuing to study working with Leonard Nimoy in Los Angeles and making his theater debut in New York. Soon he began making guest appearances on various TV shows before landing the role of troop butler Hannibal Dobbs in the popular 60s sitcom F Troop. It was a role that made people really pay attention to him, and soon he found himself steadily working across platforms in theater, television, and eventually the movies. Maddie. He was in movies in the 70s, in films like Quamps, never heard of it. Gonna have to look at that. Homps, maybe? Yeah, Homps. H-A-W-M-P-S. Never. I think I may have seen that in the movie store, but never watched it. The Cat from Outer Space. And then in 1985, he took on a role that would etch another little place in film history when he played Michael J. Fox's werewolf father, Harold Howard in Teen Wolf. I don't remember that. And in the short-lived animated Teen Wolf series that ran from 1986 to 1987. I remember watching Teen Wolf on the Sci-Fi channel at the time. I just don't remember that. Remember that. Come back here and sit. You get bored too quickly. Keep doing that again. Do that again. Yeah, do one more time. Sadly, both he and Fox were both later diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and the family has requested that donations be made to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's research in lieu of flowers. Later, he would appear opposite Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade. What? I have seen him in lots of movies and didn't realize it. It was during the 90s that Hampton began writing and directing. He wrote and directed several episodes of Evening Shade and took on directing duties multiple times for Sister Sister, Lost in Common, and Smart Guy. James Hampton is survived by his wife, Mary Deese, and his three children and three grandchildren. Rest in power, my friend. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. My cat's hanging out somewhere and he hasn't come out. My mom thought he had escaped. She's like, I didn't know how I was going to tell you. I'm like, you know what? I think he would come back. What? That's what we're going to do? I have a special spread that will be available. That's what she said. It's the new moon in Aries, tarot spread. So I'm going to do that for myself as well, which I'm going to use a book. Maddie, are you having a good time? She's having a good time. Ah, two men were spotted preparing to celebrate the death of Prince Philip outside Buckingham Palace. They were about to pop bottles in front of mourning crowds before being caught. You know what? That's awesome. Ah. I'm sorry. I was taken aback for a second. My cousin Vanessa just put up a pic of her and a female. Is she gay? It had kisses and a kissy face. I'm confused. All right. Anyway, so I would like to know, Joe Manchin, are you going to vote for the bill co-sponsored by 49 of your colleagues that prevents voter suppression, fixes our political system, and has strong support of the American people? Or are you going to side with Turtle McConnell to filibuster and kill S1? Well, I can't say that I would not be surprised. You know, a lot of people here and then I've spoken to, and then they argue.
Really? That's what we're doing?
Good job, 19. I heard that. Yeah, you're counting words. I'm sorry, but the party of child molestation, sex trafficking kids, Nazis, you know, if all of these things are attracted and to your stuff and, like, are in the mix, you know, it's kind of like if there's Nazis at your event and you don't condone it, ask, what have I done to attract Nazis? And then follow up with, how do I immediately and without question alienate and offend all the Nazis currently comfortable with me? And then do it. Stop being strategically naive. Same thing. You've got a party here that says their family values, da-da, save the children, but we got them in cages, and you're sex trafficking them. Just, you know, it just, I don't know. Europe's oldest known human mated with Neanderthals, and surprisingly often. That's interesting. Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you say 40? Good job. It's listening to my daughter count. Uh-huh. How did that happen? Let's see. Yeah. Four. Did you start counting over?
Three.
Four. Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. So, before I skirt off to bed, if you end up hearing this show or follow this show, whatever the case may be, just know that, you know, we here stand for Black Lives, the LGBTQ community, immigrant lives, feminism, not feminazism, get it right, people with disabilities, mental health, people who are neurodivergent, the earth, survivors of abuse, kindness, animal rights, indigenous communities, accepting and loving all people. I don't like racists. I'm sorry. I'll never love you. I can't like Donald Trump or anyone who condones them, because that's a choice, and that means you're just a garbage human, because everything that I mentioned you'll have a problem with. So, you know, it's choices, I guess. And when someone tells me their question, now I ask, classic Jesus or Republican Jesus? I would say that I believe in classic Jesus. Yeah. I was sent this today while I was at work, and I just opened it up in my email. And I think, Maddie, I love you. Okay. She said, she looked at me, and I'm going to do it anyways. Okay, go ahead. Cheer to you. You go ahead. Did you just throw a book at me? Really? Are you okay? Come here. You need to sit on mommy. Did you just fall down after throwing the book at me? Or did you fall down on your chair and that's how you threw the book at me? Yeah, I'm so close. You're so big. Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? You need to go potty? You need to go potty? No? Okay. You want to sit in your chair? You want to sit in your chair? 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 Yeah. Get it. And sit there. I'm going to see you. Sit down. Anyway, cheering continue. Oh, I have my long legacy baby. You are just a mess. You know that? You are a mess. Come here and sit down. No. 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 Sit in the chair. You got to sit still in it, though. That's how you fell over. We're going to read this, and then we're going to go to bed because it's time. I'm exhausted, and her melatonin is finally working, and I can finally take a shower. I was just sent this and was asked to read this out loud. So 12 laws of karma. The great law, whatever we put into the universe will come back to us. The law of humility, one must accept something in order to change it. The law of responsibility, we must take responsibility for what is in our lives. Easier said than done sometimes, right? But it's a choice one must make. The law of focus, we cannot think of two different things at the same time. We can't. The law of here and now. We cannot be present. We are looking backward. Yeah. The law of patience and reward. We must valuable, the most valuable rewards require persistence. The law of creation. Life does not happen by itself. We need to make it happen. The law of growth. When we change ourselves, our lives change too. The law of connection. The past, present, and future are all connected. The law of giving and hospitality. Our behavior should match our thoughts and actions. The law of change. History repeats itself until we learn from it and change our path. The law of significance and inspiration. Rewards are a result of the energy and effort we put into it. I think all that's good. Very good stuff. Yeah, here. Here, have some water. Okay, you're going to just ruin all that. Okay, that's going to be your water. That's your water now. All right. You can have, no, I got. All right, don't get it on yourself, please. That's not how you drink. That's why it's yours now. Oh. I can't look at you when you drink it. I can see it. Oh, yummy. Were you thirsty? Drink it. You know, the Republicans say that we cannot afford to invest in health care, education, housing, nutrition, and the basic needs of working families. We cannot afford to give, really, we cannot, trillions in tax breaks to the rich and large corporations and spend $740 billion a year on the military. Yeah. Yeah, sounds about right. All the silent K's in English confuse the fuck out of me. Like, why is there a silent K in not, or two silent K's in knuckle, or the three silent K's in Republican, and the three silent K's in America? Because America is with three K's, not C-A. All right, that's enough.
Go to grandma. Now that she has taken off with one of just shit that, okay. I remember people, polio vaccine dropped in 1955. People lined up to get it. We were 2 years away from artificial satellites. 2021, we're carrying external world brains in our pockets, and there's robots on Mars, and, you know, idiots think the COVID vaccine is full of wizard poison. You know, I'm getting mine. And Tom Cotton, you piece of human excrement, you can go with Grandma, please. Elmo, go get that Elmo.
Oh, we don't get my Elmo, but we can share him. Little girl, there was a little girl that lived next to me. She said, I want you to remember me when I move away. I'm going to give you my Elmo. Remember me, buddy.
Aw. So this douche hat says we have a major under-incarceration problem in America, and it's only getting worse. That's funny because we got countries ranked by number of prisoners per 100,000 people. 174 is Germany at 69. Number 157 is Italy with 89. 155 is France at 90. 144 is Canada at 104. Number 128 is Spain at 122. 116 is England with 130. 98 is Australia with 160. 91 is Mexico with 166. Number 78, New Zealand with 188. Number 3, Turkmenistan, 552. Number 2, El Salvador, 572. USA, number 1, 639. You may kindly take several fucking seats. You are white, though, so sounds about white. And remember, everyone, we have calcium in our bones, iron in our veins, carbon in our souls, and nitrogen in our brains. 93% stardust with souls made of flames. We are all just stars that have people names. So that's the tea, you guys. I'm going to take a shower and go to bed if I'm to want to be up as early in the morning, and then I have to go to work. Yay, tomorrow's Sunday, and it's going to be storming, and people are going to be packed in my restaurant for some reason. I don't understand why. It's like Oklahoma. When we have a tornado, everyone goes shopping. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Please wear your mask over your nose and get your vaccinations. Come on, people. Black Lives Matter. Our Asian brothers and sisters all over are being attacked because people are dumb and just stupid as fuck. So remember, guys, lift your voice up. Lift a finger because that's what I would do. Classic Jesus or outright Jesus, because Classic Jesus beat up tax collectors and bankers and what have you, you know, supposedly. Allegedly, as Sammy would say. I see Sean wrote me a letter. I did not open it. Because I just don't have time to deal with this stuff. And, you know, you're in jail. So, bye, be in jail. All right, everyone, I will see y'all in the morning. Yay, hopefully. I'm going to try and get on at 9, so that way I can sit on there and wait, because that's what happened last time. So I'm going to start at 9 and then end it at 10 and then go off to work. Yep. All right, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Zenretta out.